Menachos, Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Vav. Hare alai oilo, yovi keves. He says oilo. So what's the stomius of oilo? Which animal? So you should bring a zocher, for sure he has to bring it, and it has to be a tum. It can't be a balmum. That's prerequisite of an oilo. But he should bring a keves, because that's the least of the animals. That's the stomius of what a carbon oilo is. Rebbe Loza ben Azaria oimer, oi tore ben yoina. Maybe it means an oilo soif. Obviously less than a behemoth. So this is a chiddush of Lazim and Azai that a stomach the oila should be an oilas oif. It's a chiddush. What's interesting is that the Gemara says that actually there's no machlokes la'alocha. Kol echod ba'asrei omad. In the mokum where the Tanakama was, that was the stomius of the Lashon of oila. Lazim and Azai was talking b'mkoyme, that was the stomius of the Lashon. The Gemara has one tesefes dvarim. Take a look in the Tesis Yomtiv. Is that L'chayr, the Karbonis, were brought in Yerushalayim. So L'chayr should go boss of the Mokim where the Karbonis are brought. So the Gemara says that the Stomi is the Lashon goes Klapi, the Mokim, where the Karbon was Nemar, Nisnadev, not where it was brought. Good, that's a Tezevah's Dvar. Pirashti min HaBokar v'ni Edema Pirashti. I said something of cattle, Bokar, certainly not a Keves or an Ayol. But he doesn't remember what he said. Yovi par vo egel, because he doesn't know. If he said par, so he's not yoitz with an egel. If he said egel, he's not yoitz with a par. So he's going to have to bring both. Mina behema, v'eni edem ma'pirashi. If he said behema, but mamish doesn't know, so he has more options. So he has to cover his bases. Yovi par vo egel, ayo gdiu tle. All five. Pirashti. If he says even more inclusive, Pirashti v'ni edem ha-pirashti, I don't know if it was a behemoth or not a behemoth, then he has to be Moisev aleim even oil asoif. So he has the possibilities of Torah ben yoino. Hare olai toido, ushlomim, yovi keves. If when he says a toido or a shlomim, so there the stomius is a keves. Again, that's the min ha-pochs b'yoisa that works for a toido shlomim. If he said pirashti min habokar ve'ini edem ha-pirashti, yovi par v'uparo egel ve'eglo. Since for a shlomim or for a toido, a zocher and a keva possibilities, so he has to cover himself instead of two, which would be by an oilo, here he has to cover himself with zocher and a keva of both types, par, poro, egel and eglo. Min ha-behema ve'ini edem ha-pirashti, yovi par v'uparo egel ve'eglo, ayel ve'rochel, again male, female, these are all the possibilities b'negeya zocher and akeva of any type of behemoth.